online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
It's been revealed a photographer from Canterbury staged the pictures of Meghan Markle's dad, which have put his appearance at Saturday's wedding in doubt. Jeff Rayner reportedly sold the photos of Thomas Markle preparing for the big day for around £100,000. CCTV later showed they'd been set up. Sky's royal correspondent Rhiannon Mills says the couple have been concerned about the pressure on Meghan's dad.
It has been building over a number of months, the fact that there has been this media attention on both of Meghan's parents, and I think for Meghan, really disappointing that she's not been able to protect her father and, to a certain extent, her mother from the intrusion.
Italian police are questioning five hotel workers on suspicion of raping a Kent woman who was there on holiday. She contacted police after arriving home from Sorrento near Naples, where she claimed she was drugged and attacked by several men in 2016. Mobile phones which were seized allegedly show some of the suspects chatted about the attack and exchanged photos of it happening. A pilot's due to go on trial in January after denying 11 charges of manslaughter following the Shoreham Airshow crash in 2015. Andy Hill from Santon in Hertfordshire also pleaded not guilty to one count of endangering an aircraft. The 54-year-old flew the vintage plane which crashed into a dual carriageway in West Sussex, killing 11 men. Sky's Adele Robinson is at the Old Bailey.
Just to put this into some sort of context, the inquest into the deaths of those 11 people won't be carried out until these criminal proceedings have been concluded. That was confirmed just a few months ago. So we can expect to see Mr. Hills back in court in October.
It's not yet known what started a fire in a top floor flat in Deal. South Street was closed after firefighters were called to the four-storey building just before half midnight. We're told no one was injured. There's been an increase in unemployment in Kent for the seventh year in month in a row. According to stats out this morning, 22,410 people were claiming Job Seekers Allowance or Universal Credit in April, up 590 on the month before.
KM FM News.
Transport bosses have admitted they don't know yet when new Eurostar trains will be able to stop in Ashford. Despite a £10 million upgrade of the station, they've not been able to collect passengers there due to a technical problem that's still being investigated. Meantime, the Southeastern boss has told KMFM major changes to the train times should benefit commuters. David Statham says it's all happening following the rebuild of London Bridge.
What happens next Monday is we introduce our brand new timetable that's designed to start taking advantage of that new station at London Bridge, and for the first time introducing Thameslink services out into Kent, through the Medway towns and into Raynham, which will offer again much greater connectivity to some parts of the county.
A 17-year-old girl who went missing from Canterbury has been found safe and well. Ebony Russell disappeared more than 2 weeks ago at the same time as another girl from the area who was also found safe last Monday. Princes William and Harry, Lady Gaga and Dame Judi Dench are among celebrities who've been raising awareness about mental health issues. KMFM joined hundreds of other radio stations in the UK to broadcast a minute-long message earlier. Kent's Olympic champion Dame Kelly Holmes has told us it's vital to get support.
Most people have had something that's gone on, this stress, anxiety, you know, feel down, depressed, whatever it may be, someone has had it. One in four get mental health problems, and for me, I think it's good to talk.
Anne Newlook says it's in the process of reviewing the pricing structure of its plus-size collection, following claims some of the items cost more. A woman says she discovered a bigger pair of trousers being sold at a higher price.
Sport. With DinoRod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football, and it's understood Joe Hart's been told he won't be going to this summer's World Cup with England. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Ollie.
Well, the national team manager Gareth Southgate's reportedly decided not to pick the Man City goalkeeper who's been on loan at West Ham this season. The final 23-man squad is officially announced tomorrow. Hart's been England's number one at the last three major tournaments and has won 75 caps. Staying with football, and one of the favourites to succeed Arsene Wenger as Arsenal manager seems to have been ruled out of taking the job. Hoffenheim's Julian Nagelsmann's thought to be among the contenders, but the German club's director of football, Alexander Rosen, says he's 100% sure he'll still be their head coach next season. And former Kent cricketer Ed Smith will pick his first England squad this afternoon after taking over the role of national selector. It's for the upcoming Test series against Pakistan, who recently played a friendly in Canterbury.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.